All right. We're going to start. I'm going to ask for Christopher and Veronica and Josiah to come up. And Lily and Emma and Ava's asleep. To come up. And have a seat right there on the pew for now. All right. Veronica finds out she's having a child. They tell her it's a boy. She doesn't believe it. I'll believe it when he actually shows up and is a boy. Anyway, they chose a name. The name was Josiah. Josiah Christopher. And Christopher, would you share, as you looked up, what you found the name Josiah meant?
Yeah.
With a little help from...
It means fire of God.
There's more than one. Well,
yeah. There is. And I looked it up in the Hebrew to find out. And so I really love all of this that goes with it. And Josiah means... healed of God as well. And it also meant that it full of God's heart. It has a concept that there is this close union. And so when you think of God speaking and when the Spirit was given, the Holy Spirit came down and descended, it came with tongues of fire. And I could imagine that. And then I'm thinking of Elijah and how he called down the fire from heaven. And to me, this is just an exciting thing that Josiah goes with the concept of knowing God and knowing that he is powerful. And so I just found that very beautiful. And I think that that's one of the things I want us to realize, that we, in our prayer for Josiah, is that our wish is that he would have this fire that God gives him to speak his word, to live his word, to challenge the world. And how can you put anything better than Josiah and Christopher together? Because Christopher means Christ bearer, one who bears Christ in his heart and in his life. So he's got a double whammy. Hallelujah. So... I wanted us to realize that this morning. As we continue on in this, I want us to, at this point, ask Lillian if she would go to the piano and Marissa. One of the songs, the very first song, and Josiah's already heard it sung to him, is Jesus Loves Me. Our children grow up hearing that song, and it is so important. Oh, that's another way you can train your children. You can sing to them. So this morning, Lily's been taking piano lessons from her aunt. And so she's going to play Jesus Loves Me this morning, and then Marissa will accompany her the second time through. Thank you, Lily and Marissa. All right, Christopher, Veronica. This morning I'm going to ask that you would respond affirmatively when we get done with this section. God has given you the honor of four children now, the latest being Josiah, Christopher. It is an honor, but it is also a responsibility. This morning I ask, are you willing to take this responsibility to try and purposely think through how you can help your children to grow and Josiah to grow in the wisdom and love of the Lord? Actually, as presenting this child, that is what they are expressing, that they want God to be first and foremost in his life. But guys, they're going to need the help of the Lord Jesus. They're going to need the help of everyone here. So, and I don't mean that to take away from what your role is, because you have the initial responsibility above everyone else. But God has honored you with this choice. So now, I'm going to ask for Randy and Sue and Lana to come up. And I'm going to ask for Uncle Jamie and Aunt Marissa to come up. And Uncle Darwin and Aunt Becky to come up. And join them on... Well, we may not fit all on the bench. Let's just stand here, come over here and stand. And I'll tell you what, we'll come in this way. There we go. One of the things that God knew is that we need our families. And so, not all the family is here. Lana has a large extended family. You have others that are not here. Not five like she had. Well, you did. You had how many? See? So, a large extended family. But those that could be here today are here. And I'm going to ask for the family to also make a promise this morning, that we will seek to help Christopher and Veronica. Sometimes that's going to be by babysitting. Sometimes that's by pulling someone aside and saying, have you thought about this? And that can be a scary thing. As a parent, I know that I really didn't always appreciate everything that my mother-in-law said.
You do, though, right?
As a parent, I know that I didn't always appreciate everything my mother said. There was one thing my mother did when she was a huffer. If she saw something that she didn't like, she took this breath and then blew it out. Never said a word. So I'm going to say, don't be huffers.
Actions speak louder than words.
Speak. We have a responsibility, okay? So, but our goal is to edify, to build up this family. So, does everyone in this family that's here this morning agree to that?
Amen.
Amen. And we will pray for you all to have the graciousness to put up with us, all right? Because I remember the times that I didn't receive it in that love that was intended. All right. So, now, congregation. I know you say, well, they're up there, and yes, okay? Mom and Dad have first responsibility. Family has another responsibility. But guys, it's going to take everyone. I'm asking you this morning, are you willing to also draw alongside this family to help them as they seek to raise their children, and specifically Josiah, so that this family can be a shining example of Christ's light to the world? Congregation?
Amen.
All right. All right. Then I'll say that we can all sit down, and we're going to have Marissa share special music before the prayer of dedication.
Thank you.
sweet baby, on loan from above. No better treasure could I more love. I stand here beside you, and as I pray, say, may you grow up to serve him all of your days. May he lead you and guide you in all of your ways. May his hand bless your future with friendships that last. May you cherish your youth and not grow up too fast. I stare in wonder at your tiny frame, just to think that God knows you by name. Knows every hair on your beautiful head. He knows all your thoughts before they are said. May you grow up to serve him all of your days. May he lead you and guide you in all. With friendships that last, may you cherish your youth and not grow up too fast.
May God grant you peace in the midst of a storm. May God give you strength even when you're forlorn. May you answer the door when Jesus comes knocking. May wisdom guide when your mouth is talking. May discretion protect you and keep you pure. May you never stumble or fall for a lure. May your heart remain humble to the very end. May uprightness and truth be what you defend. May the world not ensnare or change who you are. May the light that's within you shine like the stars. May angels surround you, body, spirit, mind. May favor and peace be yours to find. May rejection and pain never reach you. May your spirit grow bold for what you're called to. As you rest in God's care, I will rest too, knowing that Jesus is watching over you. Amen.
Thank you, Jamie and Marissa. Now I'm going to ask for Christopher and Veronica to stand up here. And I get to hold the baby now.
Okay.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of Josiah Christopher Van Horn. Lord, we pray that you will continue to have your hand upon him and bless him, that you will give his family the strength they need, that you will protect him, that the angel that is before your face would constantly guard and guide. Lord, again, thank you for this blessing. Thank you for this family. Thank you for Veronica. Thank you for Christopher. Thank you for his beautiful sisters. Just touch your hand upon this family each moment of each day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let us pray together. Our Father, it is with joy this morning that we celebrate the life that you have given. Lord, let us celebrate each of our lives as well, knowing that it is a gift from you. And until that day you take us home, that we would be in fellowship, walking hand in hand with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.